It is Thursday morning, so you know what happens around here on Thursdays. And now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman. Ah, yeah. Love this time of year, Bow Wow. It is bracketology. Ain't that what they call it on ESPN?
Bracketology? Joe Lenardi?
Yeah, bracketology. Yeah.
He was almost perfect this year with his bracket.
He was really good. He's gotten very, very good at it.
Talking about predicting who's in and who's out.
Yeah, he gets some of the bracketing.
That's because he sits in the committee room.
I mean, come on. The insider knowledge.
Come on.
That's why I had hope that Auburn was going to make it, because he was holding out longer than everybody else, but even then, still couldn't get Auburn in.
All right, so what are we doing, Bow Wow?
We're going to fill out our brackets.
On the air.
On the air.
Okay, we got to write fast.
Yeah.
All right, so how are we going to do this? A region at a time?
A region at a time. We're going to do two regions now. The next segment's going to be the next two, and then we're going to get to the Final Four National Championship in the final segment and break that down.
All right, understand here, Giddens, we can't dissect each game here. There's 32 games.
I'm wondering, like, what happens when we call upsets? Should we be making a group bracket so we have a consensus? Because, like, if I pick a 12 and a 13 in the next round, you're not going to talk about that matchup. You're going to talk about the 4 and the 5, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me, Giddens. You're going to get beat one way or the other.
It's true. It's probably true.
I mean, it's kind of like Everton. You go to expect defeats now.
I expect...
you expect to get defeated.
Excitement and entertainment when I watch Everton.
Yeah, for the other team. All right, let's go.
All right, where are we starting? Starting off in the East with the number one overall seed, the Duke Blue Devils take it on Siena.
All right, here's what we're going to do to kind of go down on time-wise. You go first, you go second, I'll go third with your team pick. Okay.
I already wrote it in.
Yeah, I think this is pretty much of a ride-in. Duke gets Duke. Past Siena.
Duke, all right. The Dukies.
I got the Blue Devils.
I don't even
know what Siena's mascot is. Let's go.
Probably a dog or something.
I think it is the Huskies, maybe. I can't remember. All right.
Next is the 8-9 matchup. Always the most difficult one, in my opinion. Ohio State taking on TCU.
You.
I'm taking Ohio State. They got one of the better scorers in the country in Bruce Thornton.
I'm going to go TCU. They're a really weird team, but they do have some incredible wins, and they played all the top teams around the country very well. So I think TCU advances.
I'm going Horned Frogs.
Next up, the 5-12. Everyone loves picking these. St. John's, the Big East champion, takes on Northern Iowa, who had that heave a few years ago that beat the buzzer.
And I'll leave it for Farouk Manesh when they beat Kansas in the 1-9 back in 08.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'll go first on this one, and I'll tell you right real quick, I'll go first. This is not a 5-12 upset. St. John's is moving on.
I'm with you. I don't know how St. John's seed is so low.
Yeah. That's a disrespect.
Zuby Ejiofor, the Johnnies, the Red Storm advance.
Next up. Number 4 seed Kansas takes on number 13 seed Cal Baptist.
California Baptist is moving on out of the tournament. I'm taking Kansas.
Cal Baptist, first ever NCAA tournament appearance. I really, really want to pick them. I'm not impressed with Kansas. But if Darren Peterson plays 10 minutes this game, it'll be a very impactful 10 minutes, even if that's all he gets on the floor. I got Kansas advancing.
Make it a clean sweep with Kansas. I don't know what Cal Baptist is going to be able to do to stop them. Next up, Louisville, the 6th seed taking on the 11th seed South Florida. Louisville without starting point guard and star freshman Mikael Brown for the first two games of the tournament.
I guess he's not going to get to play in the NCAA tournament because I got South Florida. They've been really hot lately. They're going to advance, pull one of the classic 11 over 6s, USF, to the second round.
I'm with you. They got a lot of power four experience with some of their players. Next, David, you taking Louisville or South Florida?
I'm taking South Florida.
Okay.
Okay.
Next up, Tom Izzo and Michigan State take on North Dakota State.
Izzo.
Just write in Izzo instead of Michigan State.
That's what I wrote in.
This is Tom Izzo's month.
Tom Izzo either loses in the first round or makes it to the Elite Eight. So this is not a good matchup for North Dakota State. I think they like to slow the game down. Michigan State's going to speed it up and be too much in the end. We got the Spartans advancing.
Next up, 7-10 matchup, UCLA and UCF.
Careful here. Go ahead.
UCLA, their coach has some – he's like Dan Hurley with his comments in the postgame. I like UCLA, their guard play, Donovan Dent. I'm taking the Bruins.
UCLA is a very trendy pick right now, but I'm going to go against the grain. You got to pull some random upsets out in March Madness, ones that really necessarily don't make sense. UCF has played a really good schedule in the Big 12. I think they're up for it. UCF advances as the 10.
I want to go UCF here, but something tells me that UCLA will be ready for this first game.
Yeah, UCLA under Mitch Cronin, they've always been good in March. Next up, 2:15 matchup, UConn and Furman, the home of JP Pegues
with his shot against Virginia before he came to Auburn and did absolutely nothing. He did have that March Madness moment. I don't think there's a March Madness moment for Furman this year except for a quick defeat in the first round to the UConn Huskies.
I'm making it UConn as well.
All right, I'm going to make it UConn as well. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go and do – well, we need to finish this region. Let's finish the region, and then we'll go back to hit-kicking country.
All right.
So just call the game out and call your winner.
So you got Duke and Ohio State for me, but it's Duke and TCU for y'all. Who do you have winning that matchup in the round of 32?
I'm taking Duke.
Yeah, I got Duke as well.
Me too. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if the TCU and Ohio State give Duke a run for their money with the injuries they've had.
Yeah, that is true.
Next up, St. John's and Kansas.
Red men, red storm, whatever they're called.
You give me the Johnnies.
I'm going different here. I'm taking the Kansas Jayhawks. Darren Peterson, I know he hasn't played a lot this year, but I feel like March is made for a guy like Darren Peterson. And St. John's has awful guards.
Just a question of, does he cramp or not?
Next up, USF. Well, y'all have this matchup. USF and Michigan State.
Yeah, once Michigan State advances past the first round, they're golden. Give me the Spartans.
I got Sparty.
I'm going to take Sparty as well. It's hard to bet against Tom Izzo and Marsh. I did it 1 year, and I look like an absolute clown in a bracket group when I picked against him.
What about UCLA and UConn? I'm going Huskies here.
He has UCF.
Yeah, I got UCF and UConn as well, and I'm going UConn to advance to the Sweet 16.
I'm taking UConn too.
All right.
All right,
In
the Sweet 16, you have Duke and St. John's, Giddens and David. I have Duke and Kansas.
I'm taking Duke.
I got an upset here. I got St. John's.
Actually, I'm going upset too. I've thought about this a long time. I started to say it to begin with, but I think Patino's good.
Yeah.
Patino, if Duke was still being coached by Mike Krzyzewski, I might go the other way here, even if they had the same players. But I think John Shire gets out-coached here by Patino.
I think it's a very high-scoring game, and St. John's is just too much in the end with Zuby Ejiofor against Cam Boozer. It's a fantastic star matchup, but give me the Johnnies to pull the upset.
I'm with y'all with the upset, too. It's just I have Kansas. I saw what Cameron Boozer dealt with when Virginia had a long wingspan shot blocker, and Kansas has the same thing in Flory Badunga.
All right, so you got Kansas there.
Yep.
All right, both of us have Michigan State and UConn. Who are you going?
God, that's two really good coaches in March.
Yep.
I'll take UConn. I just love what Dan Hurley's done with them, and they got some pretty good players where Michigan State really relies on their coaching.
They're not to the Elite Eight yet, so I'm going to make them go to the Elite Eight, Michigan State the Elite Eight.
I'm making it an all Big East Elite Eight. Give me UConn and St. Johnny, baby.
All right, last game before we move on. Y'all have St. John's and UConn. I have Kansas and UConn. Who do y'all think?
I got St. John's, Michigan State.
Oh, St. John's, Michigan State, sorry. We all have different ones.
Who's going to the Final Four?
I got the Spartans to the Final Four. Jeremiah Fears.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I love Dan Hurley. I'm gonna go against the grain here. A lot of people have Kansas losing early. I'm going to think Kansas gets to the Final Four in a year where everyone has counted them out.
I think when you talk about this year in college basketball real quick, the most underrated team all year long has been the UConn Huskies. They cut down the nets and go to the Final Four. They beat the St. John's Patino coach team because they played them what now? It'll be four times.
So in a bracket with the number one overall seed Duke, none of us picked Duke to make
it. That's right. And I don't think they will. And I think it has a lot to do with the man that's calling the shots on the sideline. Thursday. And, of course, we're talking March Madness. We have completed the East region one more time for our listeners. Might not have caught the end of it. The East Final Four participant for Bauman is
Kansas.
The East Final Four participant for Giddens is
Michigan State.
And we all are different. I have UConn, the Huskies. All right. Where are you going next?
We're staying in the South. We're moving down to the South region, staying here where we're all located. 116 again, Florida, taking on the 16 seed. Who do you have winning that one, David?
I got the Gators. I don't think they'll falter that quick.
Me too. I don't think there's a 16 that has a chance this year.
Yeah, that happened twice in history. It's not happening this year.
Next up, 8-9, Clemson and Iowa.
I like the way Clemson's playing right now. I'm going to take Tigers of Clemson over the Hawkeyes.
See, I feel the same way, but about Iowa, I like the way they're playing right now. Bennett Sturts, made for March. Guards typically win in March, and he's one of the best guards in the country. So give me Iowa.
And something worth noting for Clemson is they lost one of their better players for the entire season earlier this month. I'm taking Iowa, too, based off that. And I love Iowa's coach, one of the smarter coaches in college basketball, Ben McCollum. Next up, 5-12, popular as always, Vanderbilt taking on Will Wade's old stomping ground, McNeese.
This will not be a 5-12 upset. I'm taking Vandy here. I just think their guards have just been too good this year.
I think, everybody's talking about how McNeese isn't the same team without Will Wade and Kadir Copeland and those guys, but I think this McNeese program is still very good, and let's face it, they still have the best manager in college basketball, Amir Khan, NIL. He makes a lot of money as a game manager. He's going to help McNeese pull off the 5-12 upset.
He don't shoot a damn bucket, okay?
I'm taking Vanderbilt.
Thank you.
I'm with David.
He don't shoot a shot. Okay.
Nebraska, the 4-seed, takes on our Troy Trojans, the 13 seed.
I just think Nebraska's been too good this year. I think they're battle-tested playing the schedule that give me the Cornhuskers.
Yeah, give me Nebraska in this one all day.
Nebraska started out 20-0, and they're 6-6 in their last 12.
It don't matter. It's Troy.
Hey, don't count out the Trojans.
Take that step out there.
I'm not taking the step. I love Troy.
Why did you mention that?
I just had to. Okay. I'm taking the Cornhuskers.
All right, I'm going to go this next one. I'm going to go ahead because you know my heart. I'm not picking against my heart in this one. Give me the powder blue, baby.
It's one of the most popular picked upsets outside of the USF Louisville one in the entire tournament.
And I understand that. I do but understand this. If Carolina wins two games, what's his name will be back?
Caleb Wilson?
Yep.
You think so?
Yep. They've already said.
I think VCU would have a chance to win this game even if Caleb Wilson was on the court. But without him, I think VCU wins this game handily.
You're an idiot.
I'm picking with my heart too, David. I love me some Tar Heels.
Yeah, me too. All right.
An old Big Ten matchup between Fran McCaffrey and Brad Underwood. Illinois takes on now head coach of Penn, Fran McCaffrey. Who you got there, the 3-seed Illinois or the 14-seed Penn?
I'm going fighting a lion eye.
Yeah, TJ Power had to go absolutely insane for Penn to beat Yale in the Ivy League championship. He is not going to have that same kind of outing against Illinois. Give me Keyston Wagler and the Fighting Illini.
Make it a clean sweep with the Illini.
All right.
7-10 now. St. Mary's taking on Buckyball.
Give me Buckyball. I know everybody is a trendy pick, but I still think Buckyball is good enough.
Giddens?
I was not impressed with how Texas A&M closed out the season, so I'm going to go with the Gales, St. Mary's.
Okay.
I'm with Texas A&M. I don't think St. Mary's has faced a team like Texas A&M all season long, and A&M's got a lot of veteran leadership, including a guy that's playing on a waiver, by the way.
All right.
Next. Last one of the region in the first round, Houston, number 2-seed, taking on 15-seed Idaho.
Easy.
Yeah, give me Cougars.
All right. Moving on to round of 32 matchups, Florida, and depending on who we took here, they're Clemson or Iowa.
I'm taking Florida over Clemson.
I think this game's going to be a really tight one, a really good game, but I think Florida pulls it out in the end.
I'm going Florida as well to move on to the Elite Eight. Next up, Vanderbilt or for Giddens, McNeese takes on Nebraska.
The dream dies for McNeese, just like it did last year in the second round. Nebraska advances to the Sweet 16.
Bauman?
Vanderbilt. I love their guards, Duke Miles and Tyler Tanner. They're built for March. The Commodores advance.
You know, this is a tough one for me. Vandy and Nebraska, I think they're both very good basketball teams, but this is where I think SEC play will really help the guys in gold and black. Give me the Commodores.
North Carolina or for Giddens, VCU, and Illinois.
I'm going Tar Heels again, and I'm not doing that because of my heart. I just think they're good enough to beat Illinois. I'm sorry. They may end the next round, but I think they're good enough.
I've been high on Illinois all season with Wagler and company. But for some reason, I just feel like VCU is going to have one of those 11-seed Sweet 16 runs this year. So I'm going to go VCU to the Sweet 16. Playing really good basketball right now.
I'm going to make it a whole lot different. Take Illinois. I love what the height they have. It's going to give UNC trouble in that matchup. And last one of the round of 32, Texas A&M in Houston.
Give me the Aggies and Buckyball to upset Kelvin Sampson. They are very familiar with each other. I think the style that Bucky plays is going to get – I know that Houston is very good defensively, but I'm going to say this real quick. Bucky Ball will score enough points to beat them. I don't think Houston can score enough to beat Texas A&M.
I've got Houston over St. Mary's.
I got Houston over Texas A&M.
We're all different there. All right, final eight.
Next up, Florida versus – Vanderbilt or Nebraska, or for, yeah, Giddens at Nebraska.
Yeah, I got Florida here advancing to another Elite Eight.
I do have Florida too.
Give me the Commodores.
Wow.
I don't think Todd Golden's going to let that happen twice. I really don't.
Happened once. Same old line as what in the longest yard that Burt Reynolds said when he throwed that ball somewhere he shouldn't have. He said, if it happened once, it can happen again.
And last matchup before we get to the Elite Eight, we all have something different here. I have Illinois-Houston, Giddens has VCU-Houston, and you have A&M and Vandy.
No, I have
A&M and North Carolina. North Carolina.
So who are you going with, Giddens?
Oh, give me Houston. Houston, it's a 1-2 in the South.
Houston, too. I picked him as the preseason champion. I'm sticking with it here, getting him passed to the Elite Eight.
Give me Texas A&M past the Tar Heels.
Last matchup here, David, to finish out the region. Florida and Houston for me. Giddens has Florida and Houston. You have A&M and Vanderbilt.
I am going A&M. I think Buckyball goes
the 10 seed A&M all the way to the Final Four.
SEC Final Four to go to the Final Four, I think the Aggies.
You'd have a UConn-Texas A&M Final Four game.
I do.
Wow.
And that'll be an easy pick.
I'm going Florida. I'm going Florida makes it back to the Final Four again. They'll face Michigan State in the national semifinal.
I have Houston. Florida, they were heavily reliant on their three big men. Houston has the length and the defense to shut them down, and I have no belief in Florida's guards to be able to win them a game, whereas I have a lot of belief in Houston's guards to win a game.
Thursday morning, it is bracketology. We went through the East and the South. I have UConn and Texas A&M in the Final Four. Bauman has...
Kansas and Houston, a Big 12 Final Four.
And Giddens has...
Michigan State and Florida.
Did you say McNeese State?
Michigan State.
Just wanted to make sure.
They can't play in the Final Four in the same region.
You'll change things on us.
Absolutely not. I'm locked in.
All right.
He's written in pen, David. I made sure of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did too.
We're good to go.
All right. We're good to go. All right, Bama, where are we going?
Heading west. Starting out with the 1-seed Arizona taking on the 16-seed Long Island Sharks.
If it was Long Island tea, I would pick the ice cubes. But I'll take Arizona.
Me too. Yeah.
I'm just scanning over this region, and I'm about to be so chalk in this region, it's unbelievable. Arizona advances.
All right, keep going.
Villanova, the 8-seed, taking on 9-seed Utah State.
Y'all call it.
Give me Villanova. I know Utah State has been on a heater, but I think Villanova's a little more battle-tested in a very down Mountain West compared to normal. Even more down than the Big East.
Utah State has a guard that I think can perform really well in March, MJ Collins, if I'm saying his name correctly. But I think he's going to be the difference in this matchup.
So who are you going with?
Utah State.
Me too. All right.
5-12, Wisconsin, and High Point.
High Point means they smoked a doobie before they got in there. Give me Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm going Wisconsin as well.
I'm making it a clean sweep with Wisconsin. I don't know why a lot of people are picking this matchup. I don't think High Point. They haven't played. I was looking at their thing. They haven't played a quad one team all season.
All right. Arkansas and Hawaii. I'll
the make Rainbow this, Warriors, David.
And give me the man that won the SEC tournament. I think I'll take him here. I still think Cal is a good coach. I'm going to say what you want to. He still can get it done. Give me Arkansas.
I thought about just writing a cuff instead of Arkansas, but he's that good. He could carry Arkansas to actually winning this whole region. I don't know if he does that, but I got Arkansas advancing.
Let me say this real quick about that cat. Okay, real quick.
Yeah.
The SEC knows who he is, but nobody else around the country really does. He's going to dominate some people, and they're gonna have their eyes open when they see this cat.
Most of the SEC coaches say he should be the number one overall pick.
I totally agree.
I honestly think he's better than Darren Peterson. I know his defense is pretty poor right now, but he's better than Darren Peterson, and I think he's better than Kingston Flemings and Keaton Wagler.
I would take DiBansta over him, but he might go second.
I will tell you this, though. Cal is very good at coaching one-and-doners, and he's that, and he is good. He's better than good. Let's go.
BYU taking on the 11 seed Texas. Just talk about AJ DeVance, Giddens.
You know, originally I've been thinking a play-in winner typically pulls off this upset, at least one of them, almost every year. I just don't like the matchups for either play-in winner. BYU and Tennessee are both really good six seeds, probably underseeded, both of them for the six line. So give me BYU over Texas.
I'm like with Giddens. I don't have a whole lot of belief in Texas. They barely beat NC State a couple nights ago. Go Cougs.
Give me BYU.
Gonzaga taking on Antoine Petway in Kennesaw State.
Give me Gonzaga. Give me the Zags.
You might as well just put Gonzaga into the Sweet 16 because they always make the Sweet 16. So, yeah, Zags.
I'm taking Zags too.
7-10 matchup next, Miami and Missouri.
Could be a good one.
That's one of the more intriguing matchups right there. I really want to step out on that limb and take Missouri. I really do, but I just think they're too up and down. I think Miami wins this game.
I don't even think it's stepping out on a limb. I mean, Missouri's basically playing a home game in this one in St. Louis, so I'm going to take Missouri to advance over Miami.
Whenever always in a matchup where I'm going to toss up here, who has the better player? Missouri, Mark Mitchell. Takes over games, almost single-handedly won him an SEC tournament game.
I mean, Miami's got a really good one in Jai Lucas, as well as a very good veteran point guard at this point in Trey Donaldson, but I still think the home court advantage wins.
Who did you say?
Trey Donaldson.
And you called him a game breaker?
No, I said a veteran point guard.
Veteran at what? Turning the ball over?
He's been
over?
In college for quite a long time, and he's been pretty good for Miami this year.
Yeah, he turns the ball over about eight times a game. Come on, let's go.
Last one of the first round, Purdue and Queens, North Carolina, not Queens, New York.
Yeah, listen, Queens is in Charlotte, and they'll be going right back there.
Yeah, I saw them play Auburn, and they tucked their tails and run then, and they'll do it again against Purdue.
This might be statistically the most lopsided matchup in the entire tournament.
All right,
Queens is going to struggle in this one.
Quickly, call out your next round, Bauman.
Arizona and the winner of Villanova, Utah State, depending on who we picked.
Well, who you got?
Arizona.
No doubt. It doesn't matter who advances from that Villanova-Utah State game. They're going home after they play Arizona.
All right.
Wisconsin and Arkansas, we all have those.
I have Arkansas winning.
I got the Razorbacks as well going to the Sweet 16 yet again.
I'm on that limb. I'm taking Wisconsin. Their guard duo of John Blackwell and Nick Boyd. Nick Boyd playing on the FAU, or he was on the San Diego State team, wasn't he?
He was on both. He was on the FAU team that made the Final Four, then he transferred to San Diego State before he went to Wisconsin.
So he has experience in this tournament. I think those two guards get him past Arkansas, where Arkansas is relying on a cup a whole lot.
All right.
BYU and Gonzaga.
I'm taking the Zags.
Giddens?
I'd love to see DiBansta continue on in the tournament and see what he can do, but I think Gonzaga holds true to form in their March Madness runs. They make the Sweet 16 yet again over BYU.
I'm with y'all. Gonzaga, one of Mark Few's better defensive teams he's had. And if they're able to get Huff back, they'll be really, really good.
I got Purdue and Miami in the next round. I'm taking the Boilermakers.
Once again, this one in St. Louis, but I don't think that's enough in this occasion. You know, Missouri's going to have a much greater fan support than Miami, but Purdue fans are much closer. They're going to travel better, and Purdue gets this one done.
Who you got, Bama?
You know, when I started this bracket, I was going to have Purdue going all the way to the Final Four, but I'm going out on the limb, and I'm going to think Missouri gets past Purdue.
Wow.
All right. So let's go to the Sweet 16 round now. I got Arizona and Arkansas. Chop off that limb, baby. I'm stepping out there. The Razorbacks going to the Final Eight.
I'm on the limb with David. Wisconsin gets past Arizona. Arizona is a team that relies heavily on the free throw line.
They choke every year. It just seems like I don't care who their coach is or their players are. Arizona seems to find a way to mess it up every year. This is where they do it for me. Acuff goes to the Elite Eight.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me for them to do it, but this Arizona team is different than all the other Arizona teams.
That's what they say every other 30 years.
They have been so good this year, and it was almost 30 years ago that they won the national championship.
Yeah, that's before you were born.
No. Not close. I'm older than that.
You're young enough that you don't remember it.
Oh yeah, I was pretty young.
Yeah,
but they did it.
So you're taking them again?
Oh yeah, you got to give me. I mean, Arizona's played one of the toughest schedules in the country, and they've almost gone through it unblemished. So give me Arizona.
All right, the other half, I've got Gonzaga and Purdue. I'm going Zags.
Okay, I'm looking back at this. I think I'm going to switch Mizzou to Purdue.
You can't switch now. You wrote it in pen.
I'll redo that side of the bracket.
Come on.
No, but seriously, I think Purdue gets past Gonzaga. I don't think Missouri's able to get out of that one.
All right.
I got Purdue advancing over Gonzaga as well to set up another 1-2 matchup in a regional final.
All right. So who goes to the Final Four for you?
Arizona.
He's got Arizona. Who you got?
Will I go out on that limb? I don't think I'm going to.
Who's your matchup in the Elite Eight?
Wisconsin and Purdue.
It's a Big Ten matchup.
Okay. Who are you going with?
Purdue.
All right. I got Arkansas and Gonzaga. Acuff goes all the way to the Final Four.
All right. They wrap Giddens.
A&M and Arkansas in the Final Four.
A&M and Arkansas.
Maybe another SEC team I've got in there, too.
I mean, you're about to hit the SEC region.
I know. We might talk about that when we come back on McCurley in the Morning. Hey, we've got one more region to conquer, the Midwest. Bauman, go.
One seed, Michigan, taking on the 16 seed.
Howard. Yeah. What else is there to be said?
It could be Howard Hughes, and it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Michigan, give me the Wolverines.
8-9, Georgia and St. Louis, two highly powered offenses.
Give me St. Louis.
All the talk is about St. Louis winning this game. Georgia's still one of the highest scoring teams. Fastest-paced teams in the country. Give me Georgia.
I'm going Georgia, too. They're more battle-tested than St. Louis.
St. Louis had a pretty poor stretch in the year, too.
Next up, 5-12, Texas Tech and Akron.
This is the one that everybody will pick Akron because Texas Tech's not playing well right now. But I'm sorry. The Red Raiders are too much. Give me Texas Tech.
I'm with you. Texas Tech. I always fade those matchups where everybody's picking the other seed.
Yeah, everybody's really high on the MAC right now in Akron, what they did in it, Miami, Ohio. Akron lost to Troy. Give me Texas Tech. Christian Anderson's still playing, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Alabama and Hofstra. Give me Hofstra. I'm not stupid. I got Alabama.
I wanted you to do it. I mean, I'd be a fan of it.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to Alabama.
Okay.
Don't even waste your time, David.
All right. Tennessee and SMU or Miami of Ohio?
Tennessee.
I'm taking the Fighting Orange. All right.
Virginia and Wright State.
Give me the Cavaliers.
Love the way they ended their season and love their game against Duke, even though they lost. The 7-10, Kentucky and Santa Clara.
Are you taking?
No, I took Virginia.
Okay. Don't come back and say you took the upset when you really didn't.
No, I got Virginia.
All right.
7-10, Kentucky and Santa Clara.
You mean another popular upset pick right now.
Go out there.
I thought Kentucky played pretty well in the SEC tournament.
They did.
Santa Clara, you know, they were fighting for their tournament lives. I think they're really happy to be here. I think Kentucky wants more than just to be here. Give me Kentucky.
How about you?
I'm going Wildcats, too.
I'm taking Kentucky. I just think they're too much for Santa Clara. Iowa State and Tennessee State. Give me State.
If Tennessee State were playing practically anybody else in the two line, in the three line, I really like Tennessee State. They're really athletic.
I said give me State.
They fly up and down.
I'm good on either way.
Are you going Tennessee State?
I said give me State. I'm good on either team. Who are you taking?
State.
Me too.
Y'all are ridiculous. Tennessee State would pull some upsets in this tournament if they weren't matched up with a team that wants to play like them. So give me Iowa State, but that's not to discredit Tennessee State. I think Tennessee State makes it a game.
All right, let's go down the row here. I got Michigan, St. Louis. I'm taking Michigan.
Hey, no doubt, Michigan.
Me too. I got to have some onesies getting farther. I already had two going out.
Yeah, I don't have any onesies yet. All right, next game, Texas Tech and Alabama. Give me the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I got Alabama advancing too.
Don't waste your time, David. Just go ahead and move on to the next game.
All right. Tennessee and Virginia. Now, this may be one of the better matchups if it happens in the whole tournament. You'll have a 3 seed and a 6 seed. I'll be honest with you, man. I like the way Rick Barnes coaches. Give me Tennessee.
I'm going to go Tennessee, too. I'm going to say Tennessee pulls the upset here over Virginia. I think Virginia's really good, but I think Nate Amint, Cody Gillespie, just a little bit too much.
I love Virginia, like I said, and the way they finished the season against Duke in a loss. Again, I look at this matchup. Who has the better players? Tennessee, in my opinion, has the better players in Amint and Gillespie.
All right. I got Kentucky and Iowa State. Is that who y'all got?
Yep.
I'm going upset here. I'm taking the Wildcats.
I'm with David. I think Kentucky is the one.
Wow.
And listen, this is a Elite Eight full of SEC teams for me. I got three of the Sweet 16.
You could have had Georgia over Michigan.
I could have, but I was smart. So Michigan and Alabama, it comes to an end for
– Well, I'm picking Iowa State. I'm not picking Kentucky.
No, we moved on from that.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't say it.
Oh, you're taking Iowa State?
Yeah, I'm definitely taking Iowa State over Kentucky. I'm picking the 2 seed.
Good for you. All right. Michigan and Alabama, it ends for Nate Oates right here. Michigan's too good. And without Puff Daddy being kicked out of school.
Hey, he could be back by then.
He's out of school.
He could be back.
He's done.
We'll get a waiver.
Oates said we're moving on without him.
Ain't that what it'll, there'll be a random new player come up. His name will be Hayden Holloway.
Hayden Holloway.
Yeah. He'll come out there.
Wonder if he'll have scales in the locker room.
I heard on a program a few nights ago that they were talking about Alabama's chances in the tournament, and they said it was really unfortunate that Hayden Holloway wasn't going to play in the game. He's become such a great distributor this season.
hey, well, I got to tell you, think about it. If Brandon Miller had stayed in school, you could have the Water Felons. That could be their team name, the Water Felons.
I mean, he was more of an assister in that situation, but on the court he was a shooter.
Yeah.
So Tennessee, right. Tennessee and Iowa State.
Hey, I didn't get to say my team.
Oh, who are you gonna pick? Michigan and Alabama.
Come on,
go with your heart or
your
head.
Going with your heart?
I'm going with my heart. Alabama, Michigan.
Oh, you got to be out of your freaking mind.
They're gonna have to hit 33. They're gonna have to hit 30.
You know who's gonna put your tide down?
Who?
Your wonderful ex Blazer.
Sure.
Look, what's his name?
Yaxel Lindenborg.
Lindenborg. Yeah. All right. Here we go. We got to move on. I got Tennessee and Kentucky in the next round.
Yeah.
Who you got?
I have Tennessee and Iowa State in the next
round. So who you taking?
I'm taking Iowa State.
Who you taking?
Tennessee.
You had Tennessee and Kentucky as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm going orange. I think it stops for Kentucky there. All right, so my Elite Eight to get to the Final Four is me. Michigan and Tennessee.
Well, you only have one option there because Tennessee doesn't make the Final Four. So I guess you're taking Michigan, right?
What do you mean they're not making the Final Four?
Tennessee does not make the Final Four.
Ever?
Ever. Ever. It's like written in stone.
There's a first for everything.
Wow.
But I'm not going to say it's going to be this year.
Okay. Okay.
Michigan. Give me Michigan.
I got Iowa State knocking off Michigan and heading to the Final Four.
He's an idiot.
To set up a Game of the Year rematch.
Oh, come on.
The game that took place in the Big 12 tournament, Arizona and Iowa State, part two.
All right.
Roll Tide, baby.
You got to be kidding me.
You got to be kidding me. You got Alabama going to the Final Four.
I sure do, baby.
Oh, my God. He's probably got them winning the whole thing. Well, at least we know that it's the bracket challenge is between you and I, David.
We know what their celebration will be. They'll call Holloway back. All right. Thursday morning, we have completed our four regions, and the Final Four is set. Bauman, who is your Final Four?
I don't have any number one seeds in my Final Four. I was kind of surprised with myself. I got Kansas out of the East, Houston out of the South, Purdue out of the West, and then Alabama out of the Midwest.
You and I don't have any teams alike. All right, so what do you have alike from that, Giddens?
I've got one of the same Final Four teams and three different ones.
All right.
No, excuse me. No, I don't. I have none of the same teams. He has Houston.
Wouldn't it be great if we had all 12 different teams?
And all wrong.
And I think we might. All right, so who's your four, Giddens?
I've got two ones, a two, and a three. I've got Michigan State out of the East, Florida out of the South, Arizona out of the West, and Iowa State out of the Midwest.
We got 12 different teams in the Final Four. That is amazing. And we didn't plan that, folks.
No.
We didn't plan that at all. All right, so I got out of the East, I got UConn. Out of the South, I got Texas A&M. Out of the West, I've got Arkansas. And out of the Midwest, I have Michigan. All right, Bauman, without saying a champion, who is your championship game?
I have Houston beating Kansas. I think the defense of Houston is just way too much for Kansas to overcome. And I think somebody in JoJo Tugler makes a difference in that one. And then in Purdue and Alabama, Purdue, it feels like Alabama has a mind block when they play Purdue every time. Regardless if they have a 7-4 Zach Edey on their team, I think the mind block is still there and Purdue gets the win.
So you finally chose with your head and not your heart.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Giddens. Not a champion yet, but who's playing in your championship game?
In my first national semifinal, I have Michigan State and Tom Izzo knocking off Florida to advance to the title game. And then in my other semifinal, I have a rematch of the Big 12 semifinal, Arizona and Iowa State. And this time around, I have Iowa State getting the job done. No more Jaden Bradley buzzer beater. It's Iowa State to the national championship game.
All right. In the first semifinal, I have UConn and Texas A&M doing battle.
That's pretty wild.
Why is it wild? I mean,
that's a 10 seed to the Final Four.
It's also a 2 seed.
Texas A&M.
If they make the Final Four, David, you ought to come to work in them overalls, the Breville, whatever the leader thing.
Listen, I get that. How many times has a team made a Final Four and not supposed to be there?
I mean, it definitely happened.
Yeah. Okay, so it could happen. You got who have you got in your Final Four?
I have Michigan State, Florida, Arizona, and Iowa State.
He's on a big he's on a big limb there.
Yeah, he's on a big limb. All right, but I have UConn and Texas A&M, and I'm going to say that UConn will get it done and go to the championship game. In the other championship game, yeah, I went out on a limb. I think Arkansas is good. I think they'll make it to the Final Four, as I said, playing Michigan. And I have Michigan upending Coach Cal's Final Four dreams.
So you got Michigan and UConn in your title game.
Michigan and UConn. And look here, I will tell you this. Of all the teams that are in this tournament, you can pick it any way you want, but Michigan and UConn have been two of the top five teams in the country all year long. Doesn't matter what region you're in, the cream rises to the top, okay? And Yeah, Arizona's been in there too. I just know that Arizona, year after year after year, they choke like a mule. But you know, Florida, sure, Florida's the defending national champion. But I'm not sold on Florida right now. All right. So who wins the national championship on that Monday night?
I'm sticking with my preseason prediction, and I'm going with the Houston Cougars, get their revenge from last year and cut down the nets.
Houston's defense is pretty good.
I think it's a representative of the two best conferences in basketball, college basketball this year. You got a Big Ten team against a Big 12 team. And in the end, I'm going to go with the Big 12. I think they've been the best overall. And the Big Ten's drought continues as Iowa State wins their first college basketball national title.
Wow. All right. Am I going Big East or am I going Big Ten?
I think you're going Big Ten.
Yeah.
You dadgum right I am. They're the best team in the country. Give me Michigan to win it all. However, I will tell you, if those two teams make it to the championship game, Michigan and UConn, it'll be one of the most memorable championship games in history. I believe those two teams are pretty evenly matched. I've watched UConn a lot this year. They're very well coached and they're very well disciplined. They don't turn the ball over. If you don't turn the ball over against Michigan, you got a good chance of beating them. But Michigan is heavily, heavily athletic.
If Michigan does it without Kaysan, that'd be even more impressive.
I think I'm just telling you, they've got the parts, even without him.